Well, Paul, let's start. A couple of days on from Bristol City. Time to stew or time to reflect or time to dwell on it. How do you see it?
All three, I think. You know, watched the game again yesterday and going back to what I said after the match, you know, and sometimes my opinion changes when you've got time to reflect on it, you know. But we have to start giving ourselves chances to compete in games, you know, and the three things really. Obviously, the first goal was poor, and it's something that we've worked on the Friday. The second goal is just it's a mistake by Cedric, obviously, that I don't think we'll see again in any game of football. And then the sending off. We just didn't, all the way throughout the game Saturday, we didn't give ourselves a chance.
Was it almost like a perfect storm, you feel, then, at the weekend against your side?
A little bit, you know, but we've regrouped. We've got two home games coming up. And we have to go into them thinking that we're going to win both games.
What have you said to them since then? Obviously, you'll have seen them in training this morning. What was the message since?
Worked on a few things, quite a lot of things, actually. But it's just reiterating that you have to give yourself a chance, you know, and first and foremost, being hard to beat, which at the start of the season we were, keeping clean sheets, you know, that's massive. And on the attacking side of things, we have to start getting more crosses and more shots in and goal. You know, it sounds very simple, but we have to get back to basics quickly.
You've got strikers who can score goals as well, haven't you? So it's more the service, do you think, into them?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, it's only going back to two games ago where we went down to Watford and played ever so well and looked a threat. Colchester previously, not that long ago, that went down to Yeovil and scored three goals in the first game of the season. So we know we're capable of it. But we have to give ourselves a base first and foremost to build on, and that's what we've been working on today.
Do they need picking up? And if so, how do you go about doing that?
You shouldn't need picking up in football. You know, we're all disappointed on Saturday. It was important to stress to them that we're only six games in. You know, and as I've said to you guys all along, it's going to take a little bit of time for things to happen here. We seem to be going from the sublime to the ridiculous at the minute. So what we need to do is get a little bit of consistency back in our play. And as I said, first and foremost, being hard to beat.
How much of that is down to mentality then, the consistency side of things?
Whatever level you're playing at, you need to have a strong mentality. You know, on Saturday I thought their heads went down a little bit too easily with the circumstances and what happened in the game, and I don't want that from my team. You know, we need to be strong. If we need to mix it up in games and have a scrap with teams, we want to do that. If we need to play football, we know the players that can do it as well. So that's something we need to get back to, because it wasn't that long ago that we were doing that.
So this morning then, what have you worked on? You say back to basics.
Just team shape, distances, off the ball, getting back to pressing teams how we want to do it. So there's a little bit of everything in there this morning.
Team news wise, how are you looking? How's Rob Jones doing?
Yeah, Rob, as we speak, has gone for a scan in his hamstring, so we'll get the results later on today, if not tomorrow morning.
So annoying, isn't it, that he comes back from one problem and then there's another
one? Yeah, it is, and look, he's taken, I said after the game, he's taken one step forward and two steps back at the minute. So, you know, hopefully, like it was the other week there, it's not too serious and we'll find out when we get the results.
And I spoke to him just last week and he was feeling so positive. He'd had the other scans on his neck as well, been given the all clear. He told us he'd been given the green light, and I know this is a different issue, but again, just so irritating.
Yeah, it's frustrating for him, but what it does do, it gives somebody else a chance to come into the team now and stake their claim.
Do you miss him in terms of him being a bit of a leader out there as well? It's not necessarily just his talent, but the fact he is a leader, isn't he, on the field?
And when you've got a young squad, which a majority of the boys are, you need your more experienced players out there on the pitch, and Rob's obviously one of them. I thought Big Jamie came on Saturday and done reasonably well, you know, and Jamie's experience can also help us out as well.
So, I guess, how do you go about replacing him? Is it Big Jamie who's the most likely to drop in there, as you say?
There's a couple of ways to look at it. You know, Jamie came in. The two games he started for us, we both kept two clean sheets. But then, you know, if you revert back to the Watford game, where we went with young Wakey at right back, with Reese and Luke and Cedric, is a very young back four, but it coped really well. You know, so we'll make that decision tomorrow.
Any other knocks or niggles then coming out of the weekend?
No, just a little bit of pride. No one thought more than anything else. But they'll get over that very quickly.
Yeah, I suppose you'll have watched the game back like most people have as well. And I guess in some ways, is it a little bit more irritating as well that things such as Twitter and the likes are out there, and goals such as the second goal you mentioned earlier go viral, people watch them from other clubs as well?
There isn't. Look, there's no hiding place in football. We know that. But you've got to use the experiences when things aren't going well, learn from them, and you know, come out of it better the other side.
What about the loan market? Are you hoping to go into the loan market?
No, not at the minute. No, it's not something we've spoken about.
Do you feel you need to? Is there the option to be able to? Have you got the option there if you do need it?
Look, I'll tell you after the results in the next two games.
So it's just going to be a case of assessing it over these next
couple
of
weeks? Yeah, it is. You know, obviously Big Rob's missing. Curtis is on his way back. So we're reasonably happy with the squad we've got.
In terms of what you're expecting in these next couple of weeks then, couple of games, it's good in some ways that you've got games quick fire to come around, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we've lost our last two games, so you don't need to tell me that we have to start picking up results. You know, performances are important. I'm a manager that is performance related, but we want to start picking up points as quick as we can. You know, I'll repeat it again, it's early days. We're only six league games in. But at the same time, we need to start winning games.
You always said as well, didn't you, it was going to be an up-and-down season, it was going to be a difficult season.
Yeah, it is. And that won't change in my mind if we go and win our next two or three games as well. You know, in this game, there's always something around the corner waiting to bite you in the bum. We know it's going to be a long, hard season because it's a difficult league. So as long as we keep an even keel in it, you know, that's the main thing for me. You know, but if we lose a couple of games or win a couple of games, it's not getting too carried away or too down about it.
And is that something, I suppose, with young players, they haven't necessarily learnt yet? That's something that you get through time, isn't it?
You only get that through the experience. You know, but how do younger players get experience and learn from things if you don't play them?
A home game as well to look at now. You haven't won at home soil as of yet. That'd help, wouldn't it, with the crowd? And
you're the prophet against you,
yeah. I am a little bit, yeah. I'm afraid, yeah. But you haven't won at home yet. No, this season. Important to get points here.
Massively important, you know, because the fans have been great. And to be reasonably successful and at any level, your home form needs to be good. You know, you can't keep relying on going away from home and winning games because it's difficult. You know, so our home form needs to pick up. And we have to get a consistency within that as well.
I know it's an obvious thing to say, but it's where the majority of fans see the football, isn't it?
It is, and you want to win games in front of your own fans. They're the ones that back you. You know, I'm a big believer that it's up to the players to get the fans going and not the other way around. And, you know, as I said, we need to get back to pressing teams and getting on the front foot because that's when we're at our best.
So is that what the message will be? Go out and give the fans something to, I suppose, cheer you on about?
Absolutely. And it's not rocket science. You go out there and work as hard as you can. Show a lot of desire, you've got half a chance of winning games.
What do you expect from Crawley then? They've had a bit of an inconsistent start, I suppose you could say as well.
Yeah, they did, started well, then lost four games and they had a really good result against Fleetwood on Saturday. So we know they've brought in a couple of loan signings, which has benefited them purely by looking at their game and the result they had on Saturday. So it'll be a tough game for us, but there's no easy games.
And they've got a real danger man in Ismael McLeod as well.
Yeah, goal scorer. You know, he's the way they have been playing. He leads the line well on his own. You know, he's a threat in behind. But it's something that we're well aware of.
And the message, I guess, is the weekend's behind us now and on to a new one.
It is. The only way you can put a bad defeat behind you is by going out and winning your next game. And we'll get the chance to do that.
Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, Fox.